Thank
right
you.
Now
yes, thank you.
Yeah, right now that's really about all that we're looking at. It's not a problem as we see it with distancing. The building is large enough, and we will eliminate any open aisles that are wide or huge. We're just going to strictly direct this as vendors will all wear masks. Vendors will have their own cleaning stations at their venues, especially those that sell jewelry or soap or anything else like that. But that we've laid out that to them already. Essentially, just it's more in traffic and traffic control and congestion control.
Thanks again.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are any other questions? Seeing none, Glenn, do you want to read the motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a holiday craft and gift expo for a property located at 6000 West Ryan Road, Milwaukee County Sports Complex.
Do I have a second?
Seconded.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? Hearing none? I don't think the dog spoke on that behalf. The motion passes. 4 in favor, 1 excused. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Item D2 is the Polish Center. Polish Center of Wisconsin parking lot expansion and creation project. It's a time extension. So, Ms. X or... Mr. Heath.
Yep. They're asking for an extension of up to 2 years. They were originally approved with site plan resolution 2019-011 and a minor plan development district amendment, which was approved on June 4th of 2019. They're asking for an extension of 2 years because they need the financing. They can't pay for it right now. So that's all it's really come down to. Overhead, you can see that's the site. Marion, you want to... That's what it is like now. And then the next slide, the one that's not actually in your packet, this is actually what was approved for the expansion of the parking area. At this point, they don't have a stormwater plan approved, but they'll be working with city engineering to complete that particular task, as well as then implement this plan, but they're just requesting an extension.
Okay. City engineer, Mr. Morrow.
And just to verify, there's absolutely no changes to the plan that we approved previously, correct?
Correct.
Okay. City attorney, do you have a question?
Well, I got a phone call from the immediate past president of the Polish Center, and that the request is not to extend 2 years for completion of the project, but it's 2 years to start the project. And he's present at this meeting, but that's up to the commission, my thought on it. And on the two years alone, that's substantially unusual, and I did not bother looking at the code. Under all circumstances present when the subject matter arose. But the thought after I heard that today was 2 years is a long time, and I understand there's funding concerns, etc., due to the current times. But by the same token, 2 years is a long time, and things change in the future, etc. But if there's an extension needed down the road, my thought is it can return and ask for another extension. But as I said, the representative is here.
Yeah. City attorney, we're not worried about anything within the PDD that would be expiring for conditional.
I have no idea.
Okay. Ms. X.
So I met with the applicants about this matter because they do want to complete the project, but we met back in February time to have a general discussion about what their possible avenues to complete the project would be. So my recommendation would be, and I understand that there are financial concerns with completing the project, is that they move forward with getting an approved stormwater plan, which planning doesn't have any We don't review those. It's done by the engineering department, but if they continue to delay, they may find themselves under a new set of rules that would further complicate stormwater approvals. So in general, while I understand that there's financial concerns here, I agree that the wording of the resolution is the completion of the project, and the body could consider doing something different if they wanted to, but that they should be working on the project while raising funds for construction. So.
Thanks, Ms. Six. Commissioner Leon.
So I guess I would ask on any of these approvals, is the language ever to start? I would think that it would naturally be completion.
Right.
Is there any example?
It's logic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, otherwise what
right.
start but never complete?
Yeah, so I think this was the point that the city attorney was making, and I would be in favor of it, that if they do need another extension, that they would come before the plan commission and the council at that time. I don't think I would recommend changing the language at all. Thank you.
City engineer.
And I would like to add that it is a little disconcerting that we don't have a stormwater plan yet approved. So continue working on that, because 2 years is up and we're still at the same place, I think it'd be hard to allow for another extension.
Okay. Any discussion, Mr. Haley? Hearing none.
No, I'm okay. Let me get started and finish it up.
Oh, all right. Okay, thanks. Then we'll, I need a motion, please. Mr. Merle?
Looks like we have two motions. Three motions.
Well, let's read the right one. Minor amendment.
I'd like to make a motion determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Kevin, you were a little late. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Can I hear an aye again? I didn't hear it from everybody. Kevin, I heard yours.
Aye.
Okay,
aye.
Thank you. The motion passes, 4 in favor, 1 absent.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend ordinance number 2019-2378. An ordinance to amend section 15-30433 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District number 28, Polish Festivals, Inc., Polish Community Center, to allow for additional parking to extend the time for the development completion at 6941 South 68th Street.
Do I have a first? Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
None. The motion passes 4 in favor and 1 absent. None against.
Chairman, I'd like to make a third motion to approve a resolution to amend resolution number 2019-011.
Wait. Oh, okay. Site plan? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Start beginning. A motion to approve a resolution to amend resolution number 2019-011, a resolution amending the site plan for property located at 6941 South 68th Street to allow for expansion of the easterly parking lot and creation of a southwest parking lot for the Polish Community Center to extend the time for development completion, tax key number 743-8978-004.
I have a first, a second? Kevin?
Second.
I got a second. Okay, Kevin, you got it. All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
The motion passes 4 in favor, 1 absent, none against. Thank you, Kevin. We move on. Ken, you've got it. We'll just revisit it if it needs to go that far. Hopefully things will change economically.
It's going to take a while to put the parking lot in. We need the time to get everything together, get the funds, and then start the project within a 2-year period because of our budgeting process. And then it's going to take a while to build.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just so. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Have a good night.
Nice evening.
Stay dry.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're on to D3. Pleasant View Elementary School building addition, new entranceway construction, and associated site renovations. Who's going to, Mr. Planning
back
Manager
to me again.
Heath?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Lead us on.
The Franklin Public School District is requesting approval of a site plan amendment. What they're requesting is to make a few minor changes to their existing site. Project consists of an addition to the front of the school building, as you can see in the image there, essentially creating a new main entrance and administrative space, which is an addition of about 1,060 square feet, along with a new outdoor overhang that goes onto the entrance of the gym on the western side of the building, which you can see on the bottom two images on there. Mm-hmm. These additions are not going to substantially impact how the building conforms with setback requirements. In addition, they're doing a few minor changes in the parking lot and adding some landscaping in the area. So on the overhead, the site plan, you can see the areas outlined are the areas where it's going to be the areas of disturbance, essentially, on the site. Relatively minor changes. And mostly the entrance adjustments are being done for primarily for safety reasons. Provides a more defined walkway entrance area into the building, which provides resolves safety issues for parents entering the building for their children. Staff recommends approval of this site plan amendment.
Okay, thank you, Heath. Is there city attorney?
Alderman Wilhelm, the district alderman, has a few points that she'd like to discuss with the plan commission. In part, the construction truck traffic, lighting concerns, which I understand have been expressed from nearby residents, and the parking lot, and some of that in relation to the prior 6 feet on the south side of the street, Marquette Avenue extension project previously discussed by Plan Commission and Council.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Hello.
Hello there. Do you want to
have a conversation with some of the people for the project today? And it seems like most of the things are being addressed.
Okay.
I couldn't confirm what the overfill of the lighting would be, but I'm probably sure staff looked at that and they assured me that it would be better than it is now with LED. So I'm comfortable with that. The construction, probably the traffic should probably come down from Ross and down 46th Street. And I'd ask that if, once they determine where that's going to go, if they would notify the neighbors and they agree to that. They don't believe that anything will impact the future development that was approved. I did make them aware of that little triangle area sort of by the fire hydrant and the ditch that might need to be worked out between the developer and the future, that was a critical corner.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that someone on staff has looked at that. And I think that all the issues are probably okay. It would be nice if staff could confirm, a construction route plan and that there is no impacts with the corner, and maybe start having the discussion on what might need to happen with that little jog in the road on the south side of the street with the school district, maybe not with this project, but very soon. So I would hate to see the project do something with this phase, and then, we should have probably coordinated that better in the future. So that's all I have.
Kristen, can you correct me if I'm wrong here? Wasn't there a part of an expansion of a parking lot that someone was asking for on the west side of the school district? Remember when the road was going?
Yes, that was city engineer.
Or city engineer.
So he might be able to.
Okay, I can. Yeah, Glenn is here. Glenn, can you interject, please?
First of all, for the construction route, I guess I doesn't really bother me either way. I think both routes are bad routes, and if you designate one route, you probably make those folks upset. So if you're fine with, if you think 46 is the best route, I'm okay with that issue.
I'm not fine with it. The actual route should be straight out to 51st Street from Marquette Avenue, but we don't have that option because that never moved forward. So we're kind of stuck with traffic interior to the neighborhood on inadequate roads with no sidewalks, endangering the safety of the neighborhood because we have yet to solve a future, the other future, actually, a really old standing problem that actually has a council motion on it, as we, most of us know. So at this point, unless you make them do a construction road, they don't have many options.
Right.
No.
Maybe we could move forward on Marquette, though. That would be great. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Is there anybody on the phone representing the school? I see a consultant here, but who's on the phone?
There was.
Jim Melzer, Director of Business Services.
Okay. As the alderwoman referred to, I went out and met with the – actually, there's a couple of issues going on. Late last week, the mayor was asked for the phone number for Dr. Mueller, and I asked him to ask a question for me, and I did not hear back. I tried to call – Principal Feckler today left a voicemail. Can you tell me, is there any plans in the future for Pleasant View to expand enrollment? What is the current enrollment and what do you anticipate it be in the future?
I guess I would have to look it up. I don't believe the school is at capacity, but I don't believe we would be adding space onto the building to increase the capacity. So while we may have more students in the school, I don't believe the school will grow larger because it's already at the size, kind of the maximum size we like to see elementary schools.
So there's no, I'd still like that number anyway, but so there's no plan to expand the actual footprint of the building in the future?
Correct.
So last fall, I believe, I met with the principal and some other folks at the school. There is a serious need to expand the parking lot. I understood at the time that this project was going to include relocation of some entrances, where they were going to basically have two entrances for the bus and then a separate entrance for parents. So you would take the, it's hard to describe with the phone, but the western entrance would go away. There would be a new western entrance near the property line for parents and another western entrance closer to the building for the school buses to go around. How come this plan doesn't address that issue?
I don't believe that was ever part of this plan.
That's would fix a big need that we have with parents queuing on Marquette Avenue. It's there's a significant, if one thing we're trying to accomplish with this is better routes in and out, this plan doesn't address any of those things that we talked about last fall. I guess I'm puzzled as to why it doesn't.
This plan is not designed to do anything with routes in and out. This plan is all about safety in the building, and that this is the only school in the district that has the office in the interior of the building. And I guess in the 50s when it was built, that wasn't a problem. But given violence in schools, it's just a very bad thing for us to have. So the main focus here is to correct that by bringing the office to the front, requiring visitors to come through the office and locking all other entrance and exits. I guess I would say that if you have questions about what the district's plans are for really any of our buildings or any of our properties, you'd want to talk to myself or the manager of Buildings and Grounds. The principal can give you excellent information on things that are going on, but maybe not exactly what's being budgeted for and what the next project is on the horizon. I don't think we wouldn't want to fix that, the concern you're bringing up, but it's not as big a concern as the office being inside the building.
So noted, just disappointed.
Jim, wouldn't it be the appropriate time right now to, if you've got a construction equipment all coming in, that it would be the appropriate time to address the flow of traffic coming in and out of the school, especially the queuing problem that has existed? And are you aware of that there's a queuing problem?
From time to time, we have a queuing problem at every school. Based on the number of parents driving, and over the years, there's just gotten to be more and more parents who are not taking advantage of the bus to take their children to school. They're driving. So in some ways, it's gotten worse everywhere, and we've tried to create patterns for them to follow within our parking lot to get them off the street wherever we can. In this case, I would agree that would probably be better if the parking lot was bigger. But we